these hunter-gatherer societies, what actually is going on is that the moment of menstruation locks both the partner and the woman, or the family and the girl, into a certain set of restrictions on their behavior that force them to think, why can't I do this? Why can't I eat that particular antelope? Why can't my husband go hunting while I'm menstruating? And those, or thinking through in the search for reasons to explain why these things that are very desirable and things people enjoy doing are no longer allowed, pushes people to find cultural solutions or reasons, which then illuminate other areas. So in the case of the hunter-gatherers, it's ekila, it's forbidden or taboo for a man to go hunting when he's menstruating, and women who are menstruating should not go walking into deep forest where they might encounter big dangerous animals, because the big dangerous animals like elephants, buffalo, gorilla, when they smell the smell of human fertility, i.e. menstruation, they can come fast. And they, if, say, a man has got a wife menstruating and he's standing in a group of men, the buffalo will come and just hit him and will ignore the other men. Bang! And people wonder why. And then if you ask him, oh, your wife's menstruating, right, I see.